Train Whistle, that's spelled T-R-A-N-E, Whistle. Eddie Lockjaw-Davis in full flow on the title track of his album with his own studio big band in September 1960. And the alto soloist was, I think, Eric Dolphy, in a very different mood from his earlier appearance this afternoon. The other altoist in the band was Jerome Richardson. Well, next week's programme will have a Scottish theme as we celebrate, along with the rest of Radio 3, the 70th birthday of the Edinburgh International Festival. And thank you all for your requests with a North of the Border focus. And just a reminder that you can send me your requests on any style and period of jazz to Alan Shipton, Jazz Record Requests, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London W1A, 1AA, or you can email jazz.record.requests@bbc.co.uk. And now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Julian Joseph and Jazz Lineup.
Hello. The sound of the Brian Molly Quartet when they appeared on our very own Jazz Lineup stage, and he's our featured concert set artist today. Also coming up, we've music from vocalist Candice Springs and a new collaboration for our very own Leanne Carroll. And there's music from two collectives, the Electro Fusion Knee Body and the Starfield Hudson, that boasts John Scofield on guitar and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. But first up, action-packed swing from the brilliant American pianist George Colligan with his fine quartet. Linda Mahan-Oh is on bass, Rudy Royston on drums, and Nicole Glover is on saxophones. And this is Wiffle Ball. Thank you. From the album More Powerful, that was pianist George Colligan with Wiffle Ball. The album is out now on the prolific Whirlwind Recordings label, run by the effervescent and brilliant American bass player who resides in London, Michael Janish. Next up, we've a tribute album with a difference, featuring a top-drawer collection of vocalists celebrating the music of alto saxophone icon Charlie Parker. The Passion of Charlie Parker is the name of the album, and the brainchild of bassist and producer extraordinaire Larry Klein, with lyrics by songwriter David Beowulf. Klein and Beowulf weave a narrative through the tapestry of Parker's life, using his music with original lyrics for a creative and fitting tribute to one of the great masters of jazz. The fine voices of Gregory Porter, Kurt Elling, Melody Gardot, and Madeline Peru all make an appearance. And on this track, a previous Jazz Lineup guest, Candice Springs, features. She sings the melody to Parker's Little Suede Shoes, retitled lyrically, To Live My Love For You.
It's in the simple little things you do. It's in your true soul shining through. You make the storm clouds turn so blue. It's why I live my life for you. When the money's late and rent is due, the wolves are gathering on the avenue. You hold me dancing in a path they do. Oh, it's why I live my life for you. Oh, and I know that you adore me, and never will you bore me. And I know your heart is true. And yes, I know it won't be easy, but as long as you need me, I'll be here to see you through. No matter how the times attack the mind, no matter that we're always flying blind, no matter we were always going to cry, I'll always live my love for you.
Candice Springs and Live My Love For You from The Passion of Charlie Parker, out now on the Impulse label. Well, we heard a snippet at the very top of the show from British saxophonist and band leader Brian Molly, who will feature in our concert set portion later on the show. But here's a taster from his current album, and this is The Pushcar Push. Push Car Push from saxophonist and featured concert set artist Brian Molly from his album Colour and Movement. And we'll be hearing more from Brian and the band with his thoughtful music a little later on the show. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, with the best of jazz from here and beyond. Next up, something brand new from British vocalist Leanne Carroll. The album is called The Right to Love and produced by fellow Hastings resident James McMillan, and it marks the fourth collaboration with McMillan, which Leanne explains is something where we could explore some of the issues of the less obvious attitudes towards love. And this is Leanne's take on the Hoagie Carmichael classic Skylark.
Thank you.
Leanne Carroll and Skylark from her latest recording released on the Quiet Money label. On the album she has a stellar cast that includes Mark Edwards and Malcolm Edmonston on piano, Mark James is on guitars, Loz Garrett and Roger Carey are on bass, Ralph Salmons and Russell Field are on drums, and superstar saxophonist Kirk Whalum makes an appearance. And you can catch Leanne live at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street in London from August the 1st to the 2nd. Well, we move ever closer to our concert set featuring the Scottish-based Brian Molly Quartet. Brian is a talented and industrious saxophonist and bandleader who, since recording his debut album Clock in 2013, has toured the UK, the United States, and India several times. Featured in the quartet are some of Scotland's most in-demand players, with Tom Gibbs on piano, Ewan Burton on the bass, and Stuart Brown on drums. Brian and the quartet featured on the Jazz Lineup stage at the Glasgow Jazz Festival. And before we hear the music, here is Brian speaking with Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre, who asked Brian about his experiments in time in a number of ways.
And I guess that's just something that I've enjoyed working with and sort of kind of pulling around a bit, playing with on the first album. And the second album, we took that concept quite a bit further. And I didn't want it to become in any way sort of complicated for its own sake, but there are 12 tracks on the new album, and they're in each of the 12 keys of the musical scale and 12 different time signatures, and that's where the title Colour and Movement comes from. Those are the qualities that people tend to associate from key and from time signature too.
And you talk about broadening the base of the vocabulary of the quartet and bringing in lots of different influences. You've been spending a lot of time in India as well. Your connection with India is quite strong.
Yeah.
How has that impacted upon you as a musician?
Yes, well, we're just back from our third trip to India. And, well, one of the main and very obvious impacts is that each time we've been able to collaborate with Indian musicians, which has been incredible. And I think one of my main focuses or my main interest in music is just to be really curious about music, all kinds of music, really. But to be able to go somewhere like India and work with local musicians and be able to learn really from them, because it really is, I'm there to learn. It's a really fantastic experience, and certainly since we've come back from India, I've written quite a lot of music that clearly has got an Indian influence to it, and we're still learning. One of the things that we did last year was record an album of my music mixed with Rajasthani folk music, and I had written a lot of music to take with us to that trip and left it open-ended enough so that we could all contribute to it to make it this sort of kind of organic thing. And that was really amazing. And this trip that we've just returned from just now, we worked with a percussionist, so it was a slightly different approach there. We didn't have the same concerns in terms of the harmony that we would use. Kishore, who's an incredible percussionist, he was from Tamil Nadu, which has got a completely different musical heritage and it's very sort of rich musical culture. So it really is, it's been a fantastic opportunity for us as a group, and especially for me as a musician, and I do hope we'll return to India many times, because there's just so much to learn. The music there is just incredible.
So when we think of India, first and foremost, I suppose rhythm and metre springs to mind.
Yes.
Because of the tala and the raga system, and
sure,
the fact that there's such complexity. But also Indian music has great melodic richness and also counterpoint as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And is some of that flowing into what you do too?
Yes, absolutely. And again, it's we're always learning about that those aspects of the music. And in the first collaboration that we did, not only did I bring some music to the table, our friends in India also brought some music. So we learned some of their folk music. which has all those really beautiful characteristics. And but one of the things as well in preparing to do that journey was to write music that would have the harmonic context that we as jazz musicians are so familiar with, but being able to put that into the context of Indian music. And I thought for a long time about what I was going to write before I put pen to paper, very sort of carefully trying to think about making the project work in the best way that it could. And, you know, I think we did produce some really beautiful music, so hopefully that'll be out later this year.
And is there anything in today's performance which will give us a kind of direct reflection of that?
Sure, yes. Well, we will actually play one of the tunes this afternoon that we recorded last year in Rajasthan, and that's called Journeys in Hand. We had worked on that tune as a collaboration, so there's 8 musicians on that. But then when I came back to the UK, I sort of really liked the tune. I felt I could do something with it in a jazz quartet setting as well. So we've incorporated that into our set. And actually, it's on a recent album, Colour Movement 2, so it'll be on both albums.
Fantastic. Really looking forward to that. Brian, what are you going to start your set with?
The first track is called Jacksonville, then Journeys in Hand, and we'll close out with Lexington 101.
Fantastic. Brian, a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, and you. Thanks, Kevin. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Lexington 101 from the Brian Molly Quartet, with Molly on tenor saxophone, Tom Gibbs on piano, Ewan Burton on the bass, and Stuart Brown on drums. That was recorded especially for Jazz Lineup at the Glasgow Jazz Festival. And for all the titles and information, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. You're listening to the best of jazz here on Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3. Next up, something with a British theme from an American original. Music from guitarist Bill Frisell with bassist Thomas Morgan for their album Small Town. This is their take on the classic James Bond theme tune captured live at the Village Vanguard in New York, and this is Goldfinger. Thank you. The sound of Bill Frisell and Thomas Morgan, and that was their take on John Barry's Goldfinger from their latest release out now on the ECM label. Well, at the top of the show, I promise music from two collectives. Our first one is inspired by New York's idyllic Hudson River Valley that incubated an explosion of creativity that famously influenced the music, arts and crafts at the Woodstock Music Festival in 69. The group Hudson is made up of residents in this creative hub, and they are the keyboardist John Medeski, bassist Larry Grenadier, guitar legend John Scofield, and drum icon Jack DeJohnette. This is their take on Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall. The Sound of Hudson. And that was their take on Nobel Prize winner Bob Dylan's A Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall, from the album Hudson, out now on the Motema label. Next up, the electro jazz fusion outfit Kneebody, that hail from Los Angeles, and is made up of Shane Ensley on trumpet, Ben Wendell on saxophone, Adam Benjamin on keyboards, Kaveh Rastegar on bass, and Nate Wood on drums. This is For the Fallen.
Thank you.
For the Fallen, from the texturally rich and groove-laden band Knee Body, from their 9th studio album Antihero, also out on the Motema label. That's nearly all for this week's Jazz Lineup. We'll be back next Saturday when we have more music from the Glasgow Jazz Festival. This time a duo set from bassist Greg Cohen and pianist Declan Ford. Jazz Now is here on Radio 3 on Monday nights at 11. This week, another chance to hear the San Francisco Jazz Collective recorded at the London Jazz Festival. We end our show today with music from the talented trumpeter and composer from Finland, Veneri Pohjola. The album is called Pekka, and this is First Morning. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
That was First Morning by Veneri Pochiola, bringing this evening's jazz lineup to a close. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph and produced by Sushil Dade. Good evening and welcome along if you're just joining us here on Radio 3. I'm Georgia Mann, here to guide you through this evening's programmes. And it's time now for New Generation Artists at the Festivals.